This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again, coming to you from our studios here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, and formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now we're in Walker. And in the last study, last message, I forgot to give you my mailing address when we went off the air, so we're going to do that early this time. It's Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And then our website, radiomission.org. And you can go there and look up our radio schedules and look up what we most surely believe and see a picture of the Old Trailblazer there, I believe. And we'll give you more information about that later. Sometimes we just get run out of time at the end, so I wanted to give you that mailing address. Also, I wanted to mention that if you wanted to send offering here or tithe or offering, you call us. We put it on your credit card and send you a receipt for it. You write me, we'll put it on your credit card, send you a receipt for it. Every penny you send goes to getting out the gospel. None of it. A man called me the other day, wanted to know, well, does the Old Trailblazer get all this money and put it in his pocket? I said, no, no. The secretary let him talk to me. I said, no, sir. The old elderly gentleman up in Illinois, he said, that's what I wanted to know. He said, I've been helping some of these preachers, and I found out now they got three airplanes and all these big boats and all these things. That I'm quitting that. I'm not sending them another nickel. But if you telling me the truth, I'll start helping you, Trailblazer. Well, I did. I told him the whole story. How that the Old Trailblazer don't take a penny from this money. Not one penny. No, sir. And you're always welcome to come here. We'll show you the books and get you some coffee and a piece of cake and have a good fellowship if you'd like to do that. But we're bringing you this study on the faith, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we in our last study there, we saw a lot about Abraham, didn't we? I love old Abraham. I think of him as just being somebody that I could relate to, and I knew him. But now we're going to look at Sarah. Get your Bibles if you don't have them in front over there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're studying the faith of Sarah. Last study, we've studied the faith of Abraham. Now, we're not trying to go too fast. We're taking up these characters one by one. We looked at old Enoch, and we looked at the others there, but we looked at Abraham, and now letting you folks see some of new truths there. I hope you can see some new truths there in connection with their life of faith. That's what it's all about. That's what this study is all about, to encourage you to see how they live by faith day after day. They weren't no superhumans. Abraham was not a superman. No, he was just an old stranger and pilgrim. And an old sinner saved by grace. Lord called him. Lord called him to go out to a land that he knew not where he was going. And he sojourned there in the tents and all of those things we went into. Now we're looking at Sarah. The writer of the book of Hebrews, many folks believe it was the Apostle Paul, and I do myself. He gives us three under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives us three characters beyond the flood, to show you that there's always been a God, it's always had a plan, and that the just shall live by faith. And then I've been greatly burdened that God will open your understanding when we bring you these messages, that you may understand. Some of our folks have been coming here, even to our local ministry, for many, many years, and they show no evidence of understanding the Word of God. They don't see the great truths that the Bible holds for them. They don't see how that we live by faith. As Pastor Shelton used to say, he lived by from God's hand to his mouth. And that's what we do. That's what the Old Trailblazer does. Oh, my friend, we're not going to get into that. Listen, I wish you'd go home to your heart and you'd understand what it means that the just shall live by faith. Now, let's turn to Hebrews 11:11 and read there two or three verses. The writer gives us about Sarah's faith, or the faith of Sarah. In the 11th verse, it says, Through faith, we'll look at that in a minute, or by faith, what's the difference? Nothing. Through faith, by faith. Now, you notice all the others is by faith. Through faith, by faith means the same identical thing. Don't try to make something out of that, my friend. Now, listen to verse 11. Through faith, or by faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. She by faith You know the story, we'll get to it in a little, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there one, even of one, and as him good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Now I want you to just think with me a minute about the providence of God. He told Abraham, his seed shall be as the sand of the sea. Sand of the seashore. You can't imagine that. You can't fathom that. No. And here he was, 90 years old, 90-some years old, 100 years old, and Sarah was 90. And here he was. Can't you hear old Sarah scoffing? Can't you hear her scoffing? Oh, my friend, that was a human side. That was a human side. We're going to get there. But listen, there's a lot in these two verses. And I want you to look at them just as close as we can at the faith of this mother and this life. Now, you might say the faith of this wife. All I want you to, I call your attention to immediately is that first clause. Through faith also, Sarah herself. Now, that's a forceful statement if you just stop and look at it for just a moment. That by faith also, Sarah herself. In other words, the Spirit is letting us know that it's not Abraham's faith she's living on. It's not her. It's her faith. God gave her faith, my friend. Are you saved? Are you trusting the Lord this morning, tonight? If you are, the Lord gave you faith to believe. You making a big thing out of faith and forgetting about where you got it? No, it's by faith or through faith. We saw all those verses. By faith, the worlds were formed. But listen, in our study so far, we come here now to the faith of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. And our attention is called to the marvelous power of a God-given faith exercised in the face of the most discouraging situation. Now, let me give you something to think about. You tell me that you're God's child and you have lost loved ones. You said, I've witnessed to them. I've begged them to turn to the Lord, but I see no movement. Day by day, they're still here. They're still at home or still close to home. They're still where we see them occasionally, but they won't turn to the Lord. They're decent and honest, but they won't turn to the Lord. Now, what was I going to tell you? In the face of a most discouraging situation, here was Sarah, the wife of Abraham. Oh, my friend, and the Lord was promising them a child. Now, what was that discouraging situation that they were facing? For 25 years, God had said to Abraham, you're going to be the progenitor, that through your line, through your lineage, from your loins, will come the Messiah. You see the time schedule there, the timeline? 25 years since the Lord had called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees. He was a heathen. He was not a Christian. He was not a child of God. He was a heathen. He was an idol worshiper along with his father. Oh, but my friend, 25 years. Now, he said, and I'm going to give you an heir. I'm going to give you a son, an heir. Abraham waited, and he waited, and he waited. And if you study the characters, study the history closely in Genesis, that one time Abraham wanted to help God out. And listen, and twice he did it. Abraham wanted to help God out. When Sarah could not bear, she was past age, Sarah wanting to help Abraham out, help God out, she asked Abraham to take her handmaid and through her bring forth a son who would be the heir. And God rejected Ishmael. Wouldn't have him to be the heir through Hagar. He said, nope, no sir, I won't have him. Oh, and then again, as time went on, Abraham said to his old servant, Eliezer, let him be the heir. One born in my house, let him be. No, the Lord said, no, I told you, I was going to give you an heir that will come from your own loins, your own bowels, born into as a union between you and Sarah. Time went on, and in the 18th chapter of Genesis, if you'll read the story closely, it's a very interesting study. Oh, my friend, maybe we'll go over there and read it in our next study. Then we'll do that. But listen, Abraham was sitting there under the oaks of Mamre, one day, and the Lord appeared to him there in the form of an angel. The angel of Jehovah with two other heavenly messengers. They were on their way to Sodom and Gomorrah. You remember the two angels? And out of a blue sky, God announced to Abraham, at the set time, Sarah shall bring forth a son. Sarah was back in the tent, and she laughed. Have you ever laughed at the promises of God? Have you ever foo-fooed the promises of God? Not out loud, where anybody could hear you, but you just cast a doubt. Well, you know, the Lord never going to save my children. I don't see no movement. I don't see no evidence of him saving my children. I might give up. The Lord said he would save them, and he hadn't. Oh, my friend, don't give up. Don't look back. This one study right here on the life of Sarah ought to encourage you to turn to the Lord. But listen, he said, at a set time, Sarah shall bring forth a son. She was back there in the back of the tent, and she laughed. It was not, you might say, unbelief. That's what it was. It was not unbelief. It was a mixture of faith and unbelief. And that's the thing that Sarah had to overcome. And that's the thing that every sinner has to overcome to get to Christ. And that's the thing that every saint has to overcome in walking with the Lord, is a sin of unbelief. And the Lord said, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah was ashamed of herself. And she said, oh, I didn't laugh. The Lord said, yes, you did. But at this set time, you'll bring forth a son. Now it is said here, faith, through faith, by faith, herself, Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because of what? She judged him faithful who had promised. Oh, my friend, now isn't that something? We're going to go back over these couple of sections there in our next study. Isn't that rising to the height and overcoming every obstacle, human impossible obstacles, and discouraging situation, and trusted God? Oh, listen, my friend, that's faith. That's faith. We're going to get back into that in our next study. We're going to go back and read what faith is. You know what faith is? I've asked you to read that 11th chapter of Hebrews over several times. Go back and read it several times before our next study. And we'll get back into it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, things not seen. But, my friend, it's so much more than that. It's walking with the Lord by faith. The Lord leading you by faith. You're saved by faith through grace, or saved by grace through faith. Doesn't make any difference, does it? But I wish you would turn to the Lord and write me and call me and let me know. Say, Trailblazer, the Lord has given me a call to come to Christ. Oh, my friend. That's the kind of letters I like to read. Or, the old Trailblazer, my heart's been blessed by your studies, and I want to just tell you how much I appreciate you. Folks are doing that thing, and it encourages me day by day to go on. Keep on going on. And as this old fellow said, you could charge hell with a thimbleful of water when the Lord gives you a great victory over something, my friend. And that's what he's doing here by faith. I'm getting more of a blessing, much more blessing out of these than you are. But I want to give you my mailing address quickly. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Look us up there on the web, and then let me hear from you. Tell me where you're hearing us from, and I'll be glad to hear from you. Goodbye, and God bless you.